12:03 to play in the first half. BYU and Liberty. The Cougars leading 14-10. Liberty will have the ball. And shout out to the Liberty women's soccer team, earning the regular season title in the A-Sun. So congratulations to Lang Wiedemeyer and the women's soccer team. We had the Liberty basketball banquet on Thursday night, and it was a good 200-plus crowd, Flames Club members, fans getting excited for basketball season that starts on a doubleheader on November the 7th. Some fun games scheduled for both teams. Liberty men will be going to Cancun the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, can I get on that trip?
We might can make that happen.
Yeah, I got to work on my tan, Alan.
Yeah. That's the week of the New Mexico State football game.
Guess I won't be doing that.
Well, I've got to go.
Yeah, you have
to. No, I get to go.
Yeah, there
I
you
get
go.
To go.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
All right, big opportunity for the offense here, Alan. Man, I tell you what, if we could put another big drive together, go hammer this thing down in the end zone, this place will erupt.
14-10, BYU. Two touchdown passes for Jaron Hall. Jonathan Bennett, we've talked about, he is playing good football. He's only got one bad pass.
Yep.
Interception thrown that led to a BYU touchdown. He is 9 of 12 for 108 yards. Day-Day Hunter, 6 carries, averaging 6 yards per rush. Ball's on the 20 in the shade. Jonathan Bennett gets the snap. He'll hand off to Day-Day Hunter, sweeping right, gets to the corner, and more. He'll run it up to the 27-yard line. He picks up 7 on first down when Matthew Kreidel makes a stop on that defensive left by the Flames bench.
Beautiful counterplay again. Brought Xavier Gadlin across from the left guard, got the kick out, and brought the BYU transfer Bentley Hanshaw across to seal that thing up. Good run by Day-Day.
Flames will send Frith to the right. Douglas goes in motion behind the formation. Now he's to the right by Noah Frith. Jonathan Bennett will peer to the far sideline as a new play gets signaled in. Hanshaw, the tight end, shifts to the right. And one receiver one-on-one to the left. Snap to Bennett. Hands off to Day-Day up the middle, and he'll have the first down. Springs forward on that far right hash. He'll pick up 5. And Day-Day Hunter running with a lot of intensity. You know, he missed last week of the first half due to a coach's decision. Yep. And so good to see Day-Day back in there running hard. Kreidel again on the stop from the safety spot.
That was a really smart play by Jonathan Bennett because at first it did look like it was one-on-one down here. But the safety started moving back at the snap, and John had his eyes right, gave the ball to Day-Day, moved the chains first down. That's a really smart football play.
Under 11 minutes left in the first half, 14-10 BYU. Liberty the ball, first and 10 from the Flames 33. Jonathan Bennett, designed run up the middle. Nope, he is slung down at the line of scrimmage. He'll lose 1. Tyler Batty, their defensive stalwart on the D-line, 6'5", 280 pounds. He moves well and threw down Bennett there for a loss of 1 second, 11.
Yeah, it was really good penetration by the BYU defensive line up front. Weren't able to run the counterplay. Any coach would tell you, you get penetration at the point of attack on a run play, it makes it really, really difficult.
Second 11 inside the right hash. BYU leads 14-10. Sold out Williams Stadium. A little quiet right now with the Flames offense on the field. Two receivers go each way. The two on the left of the formation in the sunshine right now. Douglas Coden's in motion. They swing it to him. No, they won't. They'll go back the other way to Day-Day Hunter following Brendan Schlittler. And a couple moves by Day-Day on the far side, numbers all the way up around the 43-yard line. It'll pick up 9 to bring up third down and short. Alfrey on the tackle. Flames back to the line on the right hash on 3rd and 1. Bennett gets a shotgun snap. Hands off to Day-Day up the middle. He moves forward for a gain of 2 for a First Bank and Trust first down.
Good job. Good tempo play. Tried to just catch them on their heels right there. An ugly 1 yard first down run is as good as it can get, man. So good job by the offense. Keep this offense on the field. At some point, it'll strike rich.
Atu Naisa Mahe, junior out of Utah, makes the stop for BYU. First Bank and Trust first down on the right hash at the Liberty 45. BYU leads 14-10, 9.5 to play, second quarter. Jonathan Bennett gets a shotgun snap. Looking in the pocket. Now we'll shovel it to Jerome Jackson, the tight end. runs hard all the way past midfield into BYU territory. Little improvisation there by Jonathan Bennett to Jerome Jackson, picks up eight.
He's channeling his inner Patrick Mahomes right there, scrambling out to his left, feeling the heat from his right, sees old JJ over there, just a little flip. Beautiful job, 8 yards on a check down. Awesome, smart football play by number 11. He's dialed in, man.
Fifth catch of the year for Jerome Jackson, redshirt senior from Fort Worth, Texas. Second down and two for Liberty at the BYU 46. Empty set now for Jonathan Bennett. He's got three receivers wide to the right, including Kylan Austin, who seldom plays. Snap to Bennett. Five receivers to pick from. Crossing pattern caught by Sibley at the BYU 34-yard line. Picks up 14 and a First Bank and Trust first down.
Man, I tell you what, next month is Thanksgiving. I want Jonathan Bennett carving my turkey because he is doing it awesome right now on this, in the passing game. He's seeing it and delivering strikes. This is fun football to watch.
Jonathan Bennett is 13 for 16. As Trayon Sibley makes the catch there. First down and 10 at the BYU 34. Shedrick Lewis will leave the backfield. So they'll have four receivers to the right. Noah Frith one-on-one to the left. Play clock at 8. Game clock ticks at 7:50. First down and 10. Snap to Bennett. Three-man rush. Throws near side. Frith the catch at inside the 30. They'll mark him down at the 29-yard line. He'll pick up four to bring up second down and 6 as Jackson Kafusi and D'Angelo Mandel bring down Noah Frith, who's having a great game so far. That's his fourth catch of the day.
I can see it now last night. York household, you're saying all these names out loud. Kyle's trying to go to sleep, like, shut up, Alan.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I'm out loud.
Yeah, second down and 5. Bennett gets the snap, hands off to Shedrick Lewis. Very patient on the run for number 1. He runs between the hashes down to the 26-yard line, picks up 3 where Max Tooley, one of their leading tacklers, makes the stop. It's now third down and a long 1. Flames are 3 of 4 on third down. 14-10 BYU, 6:55 to play in the first half. Flames sustaining another drive here. This will be the 10th play. Eye backfield as Day-Day Hunter dots the eye. Jonathan Bennett, old school, under center, takes a snap, hands off Day-Day up the middle. He sprints inside the 15, carrying the pile all the way down to the 7. Day-Day Hunter makes it first and goal for Liberty as Pepe Tuivasa finally brought him down. They'll mark him down at the 9. Eye backfield again. Handoff, Day-Day. Power run around the right side. The left side corner comes blitzing in to chop him down after a gain of 1 to maybe 2. Micah Harper there to make the stop. It's second down and goal at the 7.
Those that know me well, this is my favorite run play. This is the old school isolation play. Run the fullback for the play side linebacker. Straight up attitude football play. Beautiful execution. And the fact that Day-Day brought like 6 Cougars with him, I mean, I don't even know why anybody is sitting down in the stadium right now. I got goosebumps.
The 12th play of the drive. Second and goal at the 7 on the right hash. Bennett shotgun. Gets the snap. Hands off Hunter up the middle, and he'll run it down to the 5. It'll be third down and goal as he picks up 2. Stop made by Micah Harper from his strong safety position.
Big thing here for Jonathan Bennett. Don't make a mistake. No turnovers here. Touchdown, check down, throw it into the 3rd row. Who cares? But let's get the touchdown, see if we got something dialed up that's a money play here.
Liberty right in the shadows of the south end zone by the Liberty band on 3rd and goal. Snap to Bennett, drops back in the pocket, looking to throw. Dancing at the 10, throws near side. It's going to be caught on the near sideline. Light him up. Touchdown, Liberty. The tight end, Austin Henderson, with his first catch as a Liberty Flame for a touchdown.
I was talking with Coach Akamoa before the game, and we were talking about the ISO play that they just ran, and he was talking about Austin Henderson being that big running target that can go attack the football. But I'm going to go back to Jonathan Bennett, keeping that play alive. He's channeling his inner Patrick Mahomes today because I'm telling you what, he is dealing. And to find him in the back corner of the end zone, put it up for the big target only where he could catch it. This is great football to watch, man.
Second catch of the year for Henderson, his first touchdown. The transfer from Minnesota. And both tight ends, Jerome Jackson and Henderson, with key catches on this drive. As Nick Brown comes in for the point after. Low snap, dug out by Alvis. And the hold is good. The kick also is good. 5:06 to play in the first half. Liberty, back-to-back scores, surges ahead of the Cougars. 17-14. We take a timeout as you hear this from Van Wagner.